Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Check out my website, Small Business Advocate, when you get a chance. Ray Keating is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org, right, Ray?
Absolutely, and we got all sorts of good stuff on that website, and you get studies, reports, regular analysis on a daily basis, and you can become a member there. A great website, absolutely.
You know, I heard somebody the other day say something about one of the ways that they somebody ought to do is find the states that are really favorable to small business, and I've forgotten the context of it. I said, hey, we already have that. Ray Keating does that at the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. It's his annual index.
You're a good
man. Do what?
You're a good man.
Absolutely. No, I mean, you know, this. You and I've been covering this with you for 10, 12 years now. But so, folks, they do very important work. If you're a small business owner and you care about public policy as it affects you and your market, in the marketplace you work in, you got to know about sbecouncil.org. These guys, Karen Kerrigan, Ray Keating, and the others, pound for pound, they do more for small business than anybody that I know of. Ray, you're a New Yorker. You live on Long Island. You spend a lot of time in the city. 10 years ago this Sunday, the world changed, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it changed, obviously, for all of us, but New York, in terms of being, ground zero, target number one, it changed all of our lives here. And it's rare to find people around here that didn't either know somebody directly or knew somebody that, you know, knew somebody that perished that day.
2,977, counting 2,606 on the ground, 147 in the planes, 40 from Flight 93, and 403 first responders. 2,977 in New York alone, in New York.
Yes, and then you put on top of that the people that went there were there afterwards, trying to find survivors. My brother-in-law is a volunteer fireman, and he was down there from out of east on Long Island, and he went down to Ground Zero. So it was obviously powerful, earth-shaking stuff that changed everybody's lives.
Changed everybody's lives, and 10 years later, thanks to the hard work of a lot of folks, Ray, on both sides of the aisle, at all many walks of life in government, we've been protected. Not through any lack of trying by the dark side.
And let's remember the first duty of government is to protect life, land, and property. Right. That's the duty of government. And I give enormous credit to the Bush administration. And as much as I have enormous disagreements with the Obama administration, they have continued to do this.
Right.
I have great admiration for the FBI, the CIA, the local law enforcement.
And thank God for the Patriot Act.
Yeah, and you know what? Who would have, if you talked to somebody on 9/11 and the immediate aftermath and would have asked them, do you think we're going to have another attack sometime over the next 10 years? I bet every single one of them would have said yes.
We thought it was going to happen in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and so it's a tremendous credit to our government that has not happened.
Yeah, and not only our government, but governments across the world. I mean, we've had more. One thing, countries don't have friends; they have interests. But in terms of terrorism, we've made a lot of new friends in fighting terrorism around the world, haven't we?
Oh yeah, I mean the reaction. I mean, think back at that time and the reaction from around the globe, from other nations, from folks that we've had rocky relationships with in the past, and so on. That reaction was astounding, and yes, I think the cooperation since then has been quite amazing.
Those 2,606 people in the building were a Brunswick stew of nationalities. These weren't white bread Americans in those towers. This was a Brunswick stew of a quilt, a patchwork quilt of humanity from all over the world.
Oh, listen. I mean, New York City is one of the most international cities on the face of the planet. I mean, you go into New York City, it's, you know, it really is a salute to the melting pot in many ways.
So they really attack the world in a lot of ways, and we've seen that in the cooperation. Ray, I want to wrap, as we wrap up, I want to get your thoughts on how the commemoration, how it's going to go. What do you think about how Mayor Bloomberg has handled his part of this event? Do you know about some of the controversy that's going on?
You know, I haven't been a fan of Mayor Bloomberg in many ways, and I have to say I disagree with some of the folks that he has excluded from
this. The firefighters aren't going to be there, apparently. Several religious groups are not going to be there. He's not allowing prayer at the event. I mean, is he trying to make people mad? Is that his goal?
I can't explain why he would do this. You know, the idea of not having clergy members there and fire, et cetera.
We don't have room. Ray, we don't have room for the firefighters. Yeah. What kind of a statement is that, let alone the act?
It's bewildering. I cannot explain it, and I just scratch my head and wonder what is
breaking hearts, Ray, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And, again, you know, why would he do that? I mean, really, you can't figure out a way logistically to make this happen.
It's really sad.
I don't get it.
Folks, but let's all remember what happened 10 years ago and stay vigilant and be thankful for those who responded, those who gave their lives, and those who have kept us safe since then. Ray, thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us.
Jim, I appreciate it. And you know what? In my novel, I salute a lot of those people, by the way.
Exactly. The Warrior Monk by Ray Keating. Thanks for reminding me about that. Folks, find that wherever books are sold. It's outstanding. It's pretty new, our new book, too, by the way. SBECouncil.org. Go to that website. Check those guys out. Got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.